Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Kohj Gurbani's Shabad Day. Our recitation today is the fifth passage from Sodar Bani, Rag Gujri Mahalla Panjama. Kahe re man chitve uddam, ja aher harjiyo parya, sail pathar mein jant upaye, taka rijak. आगे कर तरिया मेरे माधव जी सत्संगत मिले सो तरिया गुर प्रसाद परम पद पाया सूके काष्ट हरिया रहाओ जनन पिता लोक सुत बनता कोई न किस की तरिया सिर सिर रिजक संभाहे ठाकुर काहे मन पाओ करिया उड़े उड़े आवे सै कोसा तिस पाछे बछरे छरिया तिन कवन खिलावै कवन चुगावै मन में सिमरन करिया सब निधान दस अष्ट सिदान ठाकुर करतल तरिया जन नानक बल बल सद बल जाइए तेरा अंत न पारा वरिया सो ऑन द फेस ऑफ इट द मैसेज ऑफ दिस स्टैंजा इज Why worry about your sustenance? Why be so anxious since the Creator is the sustainer and makes provisions for its creation? That is the general impression we get from this passage. And it is true as far as it goes. But the message goes much further than that and suggests that despite the belief that nature sustains humans, we continue to be anxious about our survival and remain preoccupied with making a living, and we are caught up in the daily rat race. So there is a great deal of anxiety out there, even though we all understand, at least intellectually, that the Guru is telling us that your sustenance is being taken care of. Now, this happens essentially when we begin to see ourselves as separate from nature. It is then that we become anxious and life turns into a striving and a suffering because we fail to see the larger living system and our intimate connection to it. And the central message here, Mere Madhav Ji Satsangat Mile So Tarya Gur Prasad Parampad Paya Suke Kast Harya suggests that it is only by retrieving this connection through Guru knowledge, which is innate in us, can we overcome these anxieties. So in order to do that, we also need to revisit our understanding of the terms Rijak and Ahar that appear in this verse. Rijak, of course, is sustenance, but it is often understood somewhat narrowly as meaning material provisions like money, food, a job. But we have to appreciate that Rijak actually encompasses the entire ecosystem of which we are a part and that sustains us. Creation comes with a built-in system of sustenance. That is Rijak. Similarly, Ahar means an enterprise, an undertaking, and creation from this perspective is engaged in a self-sustaining enterprise. So we notice that the passage also provides examples of birds. And the suggestion here is that these birds are born with an original wisdom and they intuitively know how to interact with the ecosystem they are in. That is why when the mother bird flies off to a distance, the birdlings know actually how to fend their way around. And the hint is that we somehow have lost this capacity, and that's why we are thrashing about, filled with anxiety. If we understand this, it seems to us that the central line then becomes a little more intelligible. Mere Madhoji. The retrieval of that innate perfect wisdom, satsangat, it is through that we overcome obstacles, tarya, Tareya is to swim across to overcome resistance, which anxiety is a form of. And it is only then that we will flower, suke kasit hareya, and live at an existential peak, parampad paya. It is with this realization that we reset our relationship with creation, the creator, because we come to realize that there is an intimate link between creator and creation, that is us, much like a beloved and lovers who come together to be fruitful. So we begin to understand that our presence as creation is to work with the creator within us to become fruitful. It's a special relationship, and there is an interdependence. So essentially, what we need to bear in mind is that rijik, sustenance, is not confined to simply food and a job, but that it also involves a recognition of a larger ecosystem that is self-sustaining, and it should move us into action. When we recognize our interdependency with nature, we then become stewards of natural resources and not mere consumers. We recognize our empowerment, and that in turn gives us a sense of responsibility. So it seems to us that that really is the import of this message, to actually realize and recognize that we are instruments of nature and that we have to work with the resources and the living system of which we are a part to actually further the aims and goals of hukam. With that message, we leave you with some thoughts to ponder. Until the next time, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.